Hey.
Hey, guys.
What's up, dude?
Not much, man.
That's cool.
How about you?
Not much. Oh, hey, this is the Poser Podcast, by the way.
Hi.
I'm Ian Campbell.
And I'm Benjamin Beam.
Yep. And that's the first time we've ever recorded that. We put the intro song into it first.
So we can actually hear our music.
Yeah. And that was actually kind of cool.
A little theme song. Yeah, I like that.
I like our music.
Me too.
And
I don't care what. Was it Billy?
I think it was. No, it was. Who was it? It was.
Was it Bumgarner?
No, it wasn't Bumgarner. It wasn't Bum G. It was.
I thought it was.
Nevarious. Matthew. Oh. It was Matthew. That's who it was.
Whatever, Matthew.
He said it was cheesy.
I don't care if it's cheesy. It's awesome.
I know.
I love cheese.
I do too.
Especially Gouda.
Gouda.
Yeah.
Have you tried the Gouda? So, dude, you know what I think we should do on our, like, I don't know, like our 100th episode probably.
What's that?
We should remix the music.
Yeah.
Or maybe like the 50th.
That and comes have sooner. Like a very special guest.
Yeah. Very special.
This would be 100 and all. We're almost a quarter of the way there, dude.
I know. This is episode 23.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, hey, we're going to go ahead and apologize for not releasing an episode last week.
Yeah.
We're adults.
Yeah.
As much as we don't like to think we are or don't like to act like we are, we are.
So, we have responsibilities.
Yeah. And so we just couldn't make it happen last week, which is fine. That's not the channel. That's not my channel.
Yeah,
by
I was
way.
Gonna say.
Yeah.
It's like, where, oh, it's not recording.
So, dude.
Yeah.
Guess what I did yesterday?
What did you do yesterday?
You see this finger here? It's my ring finger.
Uh-huh.
My wedding ring finger.
Yeah.
You can't see now, but yesterday I had to make. We use acid on the trucks,
mm-hmm.
Which is a mixture of hydrochloric acid. Caustic soda, I think. No, that's for the degreaser. I don't know. It's a mixture of raw acid chemicals and
stuff. That's
fun. And some and water and it's watered down and then mixed with surfactant, which is what makes soap sudsy.
Because
the soap is not actually doesn't create suds or bubbles. It's the surfactant that makes it sudsy because that makes it stick to stuff. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it would just run right off.
That's my favorite part.
I know. Little suds and bubbles.
If it's not sudsy, it's not working.
It's not
That's my
soap.
Opinion.
But I was mixing the raw chemicals together, and I apparently got, and I was being really careful, so I don't know how this happened, but apparently I got a drop of raw chemicals, of raw acid under my fingernail. And it hurts so bad.
Dude.
Because it doesn't start hurting right away. It starts to eat through your skin and then slowly starts to become, it feels like sore. It doesn't really hurt.
So are you going to be a Ninja Turtle now?
No. No, I wish. I went and stuck it because alcohol counteracts it, like rubbing alcohol counteracts it. So we have some in the
Sure, it was rubbing cabinet. Alcohol.
I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
Stick your finger in a bottle.
I did stick my finger in a bottle. It was a bottle of rubbing alcohol. Isopropyl. How do you say that?
Isopropyl.
Isopropyl? Alcohol.
I don't think it's a propyl. Isopropyl.
It's the stuff that's in the bottle. It's rubbing alcohol.
It stinks.
Yeah. I actually like the smell.
Really?
Did you ever, when you were a kid, did you ever stick your hand in like cover your hand in that stuff and then light it on fire?
No.
I did. It was awesome.
No, I wasn't one of those kids. If I'd have been one of those kids, my mom would have, like, killed me. She would have freaked out.
Oh, man.
I was sort of a bubble child.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was the youngest and I was the only boy.
Yeah.
And it was like, we need you.
You can't die.
Carry on the family name. Speaking of which, And speaking of your ring finger, we I think you announced this online, but I've never actually said this.
We never talked about this.
I am engaged.
You
dude.
Are engaged.
I'd pop the question.
Do we want to?
A month ago today, actually.
Oh, really? It's been that long?
Yeah, 4 weeks.
Oh. I guess it's not that long.
That was quick.
Yeah. But do we want to talk about this now, or do we want to wait for Josh and Ben? Or Josh and Ethan? You're Ben.
I don't care.
We can talk about it now a little bit, and then you could talk about it more.
Yeah, I can actually tell a story then, I guess.
Yeah, we can wait till then to tell a story.
Yeah. It was awesome. It was totally a God thing. And like,
I felt like
it's Desi. We talked about Desi.
Oh, we have, haven't we? Oh, by the way, I totally asked her to be on the podcast. She said,
oh, really?
Yeah, she said she would.
Really?
Yeah.
Every time I ask her, she's like, I'm not going to be on your stupid podcast.
Desi, then you need to ask Gretchen to come back on the podcast.
She'd probably still tell me.
She'd probably still tell you. But it's worth it.
Because I'm over there all the time. So it's like she feels obligated.
Yeah. But it was a God thing.
Yeah. Because, like, I was just finances being what they are and everything. It was really just kind of a step of faith. And I really felt like the Lord was leading me to take that step of faith and talk to Desi's dad, Mr. Steve, and, ask for his blessing and his permission and all that. And, not having a full-time job or at the time any prospect of a full-time job was terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, I literally, it was one of the biggest struggles I've ever had with fear. Yeah. And it was a fear versus faith battle, like all-out spiritual, mental, emotional battle.
I know the feeling.
For a solid probably like 6 months or more.
Yeah.
But especially leading up to it, it just was intensified.
Yeah.
And I finally just had to, like, just stop and was like, once I called him about a week out and set up the appointment and everything, a few days out, I just had to, like, surrender it. And I was like, Lord, you're in control of this, not me.
Yeah.
I know I'm doing what you told me to do, and the results are completely up to you.
Yeah.
And he just blessed it completely. Like, Mr. Steve and Miss Melinda were 100% on board and couldn't be happier. And, understood, even though as a human and as a parent, you're concerned about finances and stuff.
Yeah.
Ultimately he understood that it was a step of faith that I had to take and that the Lord was calling me to take. And so, I talked to him on a Monday and then I proposed Tuesday night.
And, they went right around.
After it was over, I felt like I'd run a marathon. I was exhausted, but it was awesome. It was really good. And she said, yes, of course.
Yes.
So.
There's pictures. It's nice.
Tentatively, I mean, I'm sure we've set the date, but like, since we just now found a wedding chapel, hopefully, provided that they're open, which I'm sure they will be, but that's the only reason I say tentatively, but our date is October 11th, 2014.
Yeah.
So.
Boy.
It's happening.
10, 11, 14.
Yeah. I wasn't happy about it not being sequential, but 10-11 is.
Yeah, that
and
works.
So that will always be sequential forever. Yeah. So.
You know what my wedding anniversary is?
11-11-11.
Mm-hmm.
Except now it'll just be 11-11.
Yeah, because, you can't.
Can't carry the year with you.
Exactly. So that's what yours will be. Well, I mean, it'll be 10-11.
10-11.
But
Hey! So Josh
same
has to get married on
9/11?
No.
That's not a good idea. 12/13.
12/13. Yeah.
That works.
I had to think about that one.
Well, we both had to think about it, like, that's the day, right?
Although, I don't know if you want to get married on the 13th. I mean, no. I'm not superstitious, but like...
Did you know?
Because people make things weird.
Yeah. Did you know that this Friday, the 13th, is... What is the holiday? It's like National
Cinco de Mayo.
I don't think you know what Cinco de Mayo means.
4th of July.
You're just grasping it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. What's up?
It's not a common holiday because Gretchen, her update on Sundays is is like random holidays that nobody knows about. And this Friday is like National Good Decision Day or National Do Something.
That's
I don't know.
Ironic.
I know. It's something ironic like that. Like it's Friday the
13th. Hey, it's a good decision to go kill all your friends with a chainsaw.
No, that's never a good decision. That's,
no.
It's always a poor one.
Speaking of which.
Killing your friends with a chainsaw or bad decisions?
Bad decisions.
Oh, okay.
There's a train of thoughts. The neurons are firing. I hate scary movies.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't know if you knew that.
I don't like them.
I can handle suspenseful like mysteries and stuff. Like murder mysteries, I'm okay with.
Yeah.
You know, suspense, action, whatever, I'm good. It's thrilling.
Yeah.
But like you bring ghosts or demonic stuff into it.
Yeah.
And it's not that I believe in ghosts. It's just I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like being scared in movies.
Yeah, like I can do like slasher movies.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
that's
whatever.
Fine.
Like psychopaths.
Yeah.
Even though that stuff is
except
real.
Except for like Saw. I don't watch Saw movies.
That's messed up. I mean, apparently they're really good. They have a storyline that's really awesome. Yeah. But I can't.
Somebody had to write that.
Yeah.
They had to think like that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to think like that.
I don't do that kind of gore stuff. Yeah. Like, I'm not, you know. But like I can do, even though slasher, like serial killers and stuff like that are real, like
usually not to the extent that they are in movies.
And you know, I can deal with that. Like, but like, and you, like you said, when you start getting into spiritual stuff like that, like I don't want to mess with that stuff because that stuff is real as well. Yeah. And it's
I don't want to open those doors.
I don't. Yeah. No, thank you.
But Gabe, Desi's brother, is really into scary movies.
Yeah.
Like, his favorite movie of all time is Insidious.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Which I've never seen. I don't want to see it.
Oh.
But last night, we watched Dead Silence. I let him and Desi talk me into it.
What is that?
Which is probably, if you're a scary movie buff, it's not going to be terrifying to you at all. It's probably, like, you know, dumb.
Yeah.
But for me, it was adequate.
Yeah.
I think it's the producer or the director of Saw, one or the other, or both. I don't know. So the quality-wise, it was well done, but it was your typical, you know.
Yeah.
We were looking through their scary movies, and we realized, like, all of the titles, the taglines are, like, if you do this, then this. Like, if you look at her, you die. Something like that. And on the Dead Silence, it said, "You scream, you die." And it was about this ventriloquism.
That's never
dummy.
No, don't do that.
That was alive and could speak for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was her name was Mary Shaw.
The name of the dummy?
No, his name was Billy. Yeah, I know. Her name was Mary Shaw, and there's a riddle that people made up after she died. And it's like old timey, like vaudeville shows and stuff is when her and Billy were really famous. And,
like the Bloody Mary riddle, like you say in the mirror.
Kind of like it's, beware the stare of Mary Shaw. She had no children, only dolls.
That doesn't rhyme.
And if you, I know. And if you look her in the eye,
I bet they're going to rhyme with die.
Don't scream. Or else you'll die or something like that. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, you'll probably never watch it.
No.
Spoiler alert, because I don't care because it's a scary movie. She was a ghost. And when she was doing the show, this little boy was like, "I can see your lips moving." And she didn't like that. She got super ticked. It was creepy.
That's weird.
The doll started arguing with him like she was trying to quiet the doll. She was like, Billy, no. Billy, stop. Stop, Billy. Like in front of a huge audience. And Billy's like, "I'm a real boy. I'll prove to him I'm a real boy," or whatever. Like, "I'm just as real as you are, Michael Ashton," or whatever his name was. And that little boy went missing a few weeks later.
That's creepy.
Yeah, so the town got upset, and some of his relatives, the little boy's relatives, and they go looking for her, and they cut her tongue out and kill her.
Ah!
Yeah, and so her ghost goes and finds all the family members, like all the extended family, the wives, kids, everybody, and And if they scream, which everybody invariably does when they see a ghost, she rips their tongues out and adds them to her own. So she has this super long tongue of tongues. And she uses the dummies like to get around. Like, it's like a bad omen. Like, that's, you get a dummy, you get one of her 101 dummies in the mail, then she's coming for you. And the, so that's the dummy's like eyes move by itself, and its mouth opens, and he can talk.
The dummy?
The dummy. You that's don't ever see him talk, but you, hear him talk. Because he's this crazy old lady, and she's like, why are you here? Why are you doing this? I promised I wouldn't, you know. And he's like, because you talked.
Just so you know, I'm, she's like, I didn't
talk.
Faces.
I didn't talk. And he's like, yes, you did. And then her husband walks in. He doesn't talk anymore. And she's like, why aren't you talking to me? Keep talking to me. It's terrible. I don't like scary movies.
I don't either.
Anyway, I don't know why I just gave you the whole plot to that movie. But I dreamed about it all night and thought about it all day at work. So
it's probably the last scary movie I'm going to watch
for a while.
I don't enjoy scary movies. Not even almost. So what you been up to?
Not much.
Hey, we're not at my home like we usually are.
We are not.
We're not. We're at Hope Church in
Hope.
Nope. Said just Hope. Sorry, buddy. We are at Hope Church in Daniel Oppenheisen's office.
Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks, Dan. Because I just played for the young adult community's Tuesday night meeting thing.
Yeah. You guys sound good.
Thanks, man. It was fun. And then we booked it right off stage and came back here to record because...
Here we are.
I'm running a million miles a minute.
Posers.
Today. Yes.
And hey, can we say this? Sarah?
I don't think so, not yet.
Okay. Never mind. Just edit that out.
Anyways, so yeah, we got done. We just got done playing, and it was fun. It was a good time.
Cool beans.
I had a little crisis with the keyboard, though.
Yeah.
I told you about that a minute ago.
Yeah. I got a couple of shots of your crisis before I realized you were having a crisis.
Yeah. For some reason, the keyboard got stuck on a sound, and I was trying to change to another one while that sound was sustaining over all
that's
the everything
fun.
I was playing. Yeah, and I couldn't figure out why. Because Dan's computer was locked, and I didn't know how to log on to it. Because I wasn't using my computer. I was using his, which I could have used mine. Actually, I couldn't have because it's in here, and we're using it right now.
Yeah.
So.
And it was all set up and everything.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Okay, I want you to explain something to me because you texted me the other day.
Oh,
and I never texted
you.
You
bring
back.
This up.
you're flipping the tables on me.
Well, no, I just had time to think about it. The Ben Affleck thing.
Yeah.
Affleck. I'm just going to say Affleck for the rest of my life.
Let's call him Batfleck.
Batfleck. Okay, so the Batfleck thing. I've had time to think about it.
Yeah.
And I watched a trailer the other day for a movie that he's in called Runner, Runner with Justin Timberlake. And he plays the bad guy in that movie. And I don't know. I was talking about this with some guys the other day. And he, in that movie, in that trailer, just in the trailer alone, like he went from being, you know, in the beginning of the trailer, it shows him trying to convince Justin Timberlake to do whatever it is he's, you know, be a part of whatever organization he is trying to be a part of or whatever. I don't really remember. Something about gambling or something. And he's really convincing. He sounds like a really, like in all movies, like the bad guy starts out as a really good convincing guy. He's like the devil in the devil's advocate kind of thing. Like he, you know, he starts out as this really convincing guy, really, you know, what he's saying sounds really good and everything. And he's a, you know, he's a good, he does a good job. Like, you're like, oh, I like this guy. You start off liking the guy. Like, so, you know, which is how it's supposed to be. And then towards the end of the trailer, his persona, and it's part way has to do with how it's shot and the filters that they use or whatever, you know, that conveys a lot of emotion. Mm-hmm. How you see something conveys a lot more emotion than what you're seeing technically, mm-hmm. most of the time. Which is not, well, it's, I mean, not all the time. Like, it has a lot to do with it.
But
And so, but by the end of the trailer, I hated that guy. Like, I hated his character. So he managed to, and I watched it 3 or 4 times because I realized it and I was like, okay, well, I guess he can act. Like, he's pretty decent actor. Like, I get it. He accomplished his goal. And then a little more shallow note, at one point he turns around and says something to Justin Timberlake as a threat, and he has a very Batman-like jawline. I'm not gonna lie, he does.
I mean, I give you that.
Yeah, like, he is Bruce Wayne. Like, the guy looks, and he I know for a fact, like I said this before, even before when I was upset about it, like, he could play a great Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Automatically.
Yeah.
And I realized also that he doesn't have a, you know, George Clooney, those kind of, like, that skinny kind of Batman look to him.
Yeah.
The symbol that's in the teaser that was at Comic-Con was more of a Frank Miller Batman type mm-hmm. symbol, like the big thick one.
Yeah.
Now I don't know if they just did that because
just for the trailer.
Yeah, just so it would fit behind the Superman logo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's why they did it or what, but if they go that route, which it sounds like they are because they're trying to, because they've said that they're going for an older Batman, older style Batman.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like the epitome of the year one Batman that Frank Miller wrote. Like a younger, not mm-hmm. super young, big Batman. And even more so, more of the Dark Knight Returns type Batman. Like the big.
Which I still haven't seen.
I have them at my house. Just got to watch them.
We got to watch them.
You, me, and Josh need to come over. Actually, Daniel needs to come over, too. I told him that. Did I ever tell you about the deal I made with him?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
With the Final Four.
Yeah.
The Heat Final Four. I told him I would watch the games if he came and watched Batman. Or, no, it wasn't the Final Four. It was the playoffs. I don't know how sports work.
Some of the ball.
So, yeah, something with the hoops and someone made a touchdown
and the goal Anyways. Points
and the goal points. No, they were in like the finals of the NBA whatever, and I told him I'd watch the rest of the Heat games as long as they were in it, and if he came over and watched the two Dark Knight Returns movies, and he agreed to it, so he's got to come over too. But anyways, Ben Affleck.
Batfleck.
Ben Affleck. He has that face. Like, he has that, you know, Frank Miller look.
Absolutely.
And but the biggest thing for me was, and I watched the Michael Keaton Batman movie. Who directed it?
Is it Tim Burton directed it?
Tim Burton.
Yeah.
And I watched that one not too long ago. Well, most of it. I didn't watch it all because it's just...
The first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton does this thing with his voice. The voice is really what gets me. Michael Keaton does this thing with his voice. Like, he doesn't... Yeah. He drops the double chin in there, too. He doesn't do to the extent that Christian Bale did it, but he does drop into a little register.
Bit.
Yeah, he's like, he goes from here as Bruce Wayne to here as Batman.
Yeah.
Like, he gets real serious and real manly. I mean, but he doesn't rrr, where's the trigger? You know, it's not...
Get him, Batman. Where's the trigger? Where's the trigger? Swear to me. Swear to me.
I couldn't be... How do you do that for three movies?
He probably can't speak. Yeah,
probably not. It's probably why he continued to do it.
Yeah.
But that was the big killer, for me. With the Christian bit, which we talked about before, was the voice. So I thought about it, and And I watched some stuff from Argo and some stuff like that because I really got into thinking about this because I really wanted to be excited about this movie. And I watched a little parts of Argo, which I've seen Argo before, but I've, you know, found some clips online or whatever. And I think he could do it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the voice is going to be a problem. Now, I don't know what his choices are going to be with the voice, but mm-hmm. if he decides to go with what I hope he decides to go with just, you know, letting his character and his persona and his acting skills take over for the different personas of Batman and Bruce Wayne, because technically, yeah. I mean, which we've talked about this before, technically Bruce Wayne is the act. It's the Batman facade, yeah. is the real, you know, whatever. And as long as he lets that take over, I don't think the voice is going to be a problem. And I think he has, because he has a cool voice. And I think for the first time, for an actor playing Batman, I think for the first time, he's not going to have to worry about the voice. And I'm really hoping that he doesn't. I'm really hoping that he just relies on his acting skills to change his face and whatever. Because, I don't know, like, I mean, it's kind of like what you were talking about when we talked with Hayden, with the show where, you know, you watched them act like they were doing these things and then all of a sudden you saw them doing these things.
You saw them, yeah.
Yeah. If you trust in your own acting skills and your own acting abilities and you become whatever it is you're trying to become while you're acting, mm-hmm. then you're going to convince me that you are. If you believe that you are, then you're going to convince me that you are.
Yeah.
So if you convince yourself.
Unless you just absolutely do a terrible job, audiences fill in the gaps.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't think the voice is going to be a problem. Yeah. And I've even heard people talk about, like, you know, speculate about maybe they'll, you know, it'd be cool to see them put him in on his suit, have like a voice changer, like a vocoder kind of thing, to where he doesn't even have to worry about the voice. I mean, obviously not a real vocoder, like he won't
sound like that, you know,
like that,
like
thing,
deep throat.
Yeah, like it won't be like that, but it'll be.
$300 million.
What are you saying?
To the phone booth on
Hold
Central.
Hold on. No, stop. Wait. What are you saying?
O'clock.
No, I don't understand what you're saying.
All right. Well, I guess
I don't.
They just died because
I
don't understand
I don't
your ransom
you
call.
You're already on the phone, dude. Come on. Like, don't use the voice on the phone. But no, like, they even talked about, like, I mean, obviously not when they're shooting the movie, he's not going to have a vocoder on or whatever. Like, they're going to add it in post. But, like, that's how they're going to explain it. Like, well, I mean, that's speculation some people have thought. Like, you know, which I could see kind of working as long as you don't make it goofy.
Yeah.
As long as you don't sound like Optimus Prime or something like that. Like, I think it'll be fine. But I think he's a good enough actor. Now that I've actually looked at some of his stuff without just speaking before I thought or before, you know, getting evidence.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, I did too. No, okay, I did too. I took heat for it. Carlos is still not happy about it.
But
we need to get him on here so he can talk about it too. Carlos, we haven't forgot about you, we promise.
We love you, Carlos.
We do.
You're still number one.
Yes. You have like one person in front of you, which is Memphis Jones.
I'm not quite to the point where you are yet.
Yeah.
Mostly, I think the missing step for me is seeing some of his more recent stuff.
Yeah.
Because everything I've seen him in is probably like at least 10 years old.
Yeah.
And so that's
Kevin Smith
stuff. That's where I was coming from.
Yeah.
More with when the rant. but like it's interesting that you mentioned, because I was going to say this before you did. With the Michael Keaton, Tim Burton Batmans. Mm-hmm. Somebody in my family taped one of those the other day, and it's on our DVR. And so I was eating dinner, and I was like, oh, hey,
yeah,
cool, I'll watch this. And it was Batman Returns, 1992. And
I was two.
I realized, it, wow.
Yeah. Well, I was turning two that
I
year.
I was four, I guess. But I... like I was watching it and I started realizing, like, you know, it's been a long time. Like, I've never seen this movie all the way through, but like when I did watch it and everything, like just my memories, like I really kind of projected a lot of current ideas about, like, you know, with the new Batman and everything, like, mm-hmm. with the Christian Bale, I was like, this one's definitely better than, you know, Michael Keaton and everything.
Yeah.
And I used to watch the George Clooney one all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It was terrible, but it was, like, in Russia, that's all we had.
Yeah.
So.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. And, but, like, I was watching, I was like, you know, this really isn't half bad. Like, it's not the problem.
On the door. I did?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, you idiot.
I'm sorry. Hey, we have another mic. You want to talk?
No, I need to pull my stuff away.
I'm sorry.
You should be sorry. Take this, listeners. Ian is an idiot.
That'd be Daniel.
Oh, whoops.
Sorry, we're kind of...
Sorry to interrupt, everybody. I know that you'll just cut this out.
Not if you're going to talk. There's a mic.
No, man. I need to go home. My head hurts. I've been home all day. Listeners, don't ever get into ministry. You'll have to work 13-hour days. It's terrible. Ministry is the worst. Ain't you gonna work with people like Ian who miss closers?
I do. I thought somebody would come get me or something.
I didn't want to. It's okay. I came to the door and I heard you guys still talking. I didn't want to interrupt.
Hey, man, it's okay. Well, sorry.
Well, I'll try to come back in quietly the second time.
I'm sorry for him.
You were saying.
Like, obviously, it's not the newer, the you know, Frank Miller-esque or whatever. It's not Chris Nolan or Christian Bale's take on it. It's obviously Tim Burton, because it's still very dark, but it's more of like a, like, left of center, you know, Tim Burton, like, sing-songy-esque. Yeah. That's the only way I can think to describe it. Like, it's, but, like, I think the difference is with a lot of superhero or comic book movies back then and now is that now we try to make it fit seamlessly in the real world. Like, we try to sell it as believable, like, this could actually happen.
Yeah.
Whereas back then, they knew it was a story.
Yeah.
And so they told it as a story. Like, everything in Batman Returns is, like, just, you know, over the top.
Yeah.
You know, the architecture, the props, the villains, everybody is, you know, you got clowns driving around on motorcycles and laughing and like it's more like the Batman cartoons from the 90s that were popular, you know. It's more like those as a live action movie than actually believable live action. You know, this could really happen.
Yeah.
Film. So as that, like, I was watching it, I was like, you know, for what it is, it's actually pretty good. And then when Michael Keaton came on as Batman, I was like, you know, I think he was a better Batman than he was Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
He didn't do Bruce Wayne very well, I don't think.
Yeah.
But as Batman, he's not terrible.
Yeah.
And like what you were saying, like with the voice, that was one of the first things that stood out for me, apart from the double chin, which I think is stupid looking.
Which is part and parcel to the suit.
Yeah. That's just what they had to work with.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he did that well. Like he just, it was a lower register, which is what the cartoons usually, he doesn't growling.
Yeah.
He's just
Kevin Conroy, the guy who did the voice of Batman, who's done, who's probably played Batman more than anybody else.
Yeah.
That's all he did. He used his normal voice for Bruce Wayne and then dropped down to a lower register for Batman.
Precisely.
So, yeah. Yeah, you don't have to whisper. Over there. Okay. Okay.
So yeah, I'm warming up to the idea. I mean, I was already obviously going to give it a chance because I'm not going to not see the movie.
Yeah.
But, I think, like, the missing step for me for actually, because I saw something, I saw a trailer, like I didn't even see, like, a full trailer. I saw, like, a snippet of a trailer on TV or something with Ben Affleck in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I can see how he's not the same Ben Affleck that I'm picturing in my head from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, he's matured. Maybe he can do this.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. I just...
It definitely brings the excitement back and the anticipation of, like, maybe this won't suck.
Yeah. And I think we're kind of, I don't know, I haven't really seen this, but I have a feeling that a lot of people are gonna are having this reaction. Like, at first value, you know, face value, they're just like, oh, Ben Affleck is
cold water in the face.
That's going to suck, yeah. But now, like, now everybody's just kind of, like, cooling down. Like, okay, it might not be as bad as we think it is. Hopefully he won't ruin Batman. But, you know,
what did Kevin Smith have to say about it?
Oh, he's like all on his podcast and everything. He was all like, you know, kissing Ben Affleck's butt. Cause,
seriously?
Yeah, he loves Ben Affleck. I mean, he's been in like almost all of his movies. Like,
but still, I mean, as a comic book nerd,
he's quoted as saying that Ben Affleck is such a good actor, he could play the shark in a Jaws movie, like in a Jaws remake. Like, he thinks he's that good.
Is he watching the same movies I'm watching?
You can leave it open. Not with these mics. He has a note on the back of his door that says, "Grab keys." Actually, that says "Grab views," but there's one above it that says, "Take keys with you." I have a feeling he's been locked out of his office before quite a few times. Anyways. But yeah, he said that about Ben Affleck. And, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't know if he's that good of an actor, but I really do think...
see him as a shark.
I really do think he could do a good job with it. I think we jumped the gun. And we should retract our statements. I think he's got a good shot.
We should still leave the episode up as like an initial response.
Yeah.
Just to keep that balance there. Yeah. Just in
case. I'm not taking the episode down, but
here's what we should do.
What?
We should wait till the movie comes out.
Okay.
If it stinks, we leave that episode up.
If it doesn't,
if it's good,
we take it down.
We take it down.
And apologize?
No. We'll probably still leave it up.
I was about to say, we're not going to remember that.
Of course, by then, it may not be up anyway. Because our RSS space is
limited. Yeah. Because we gotta set up our own RSS feed. Anybody wants to help us do
and
that,
our
feel free.
Stinking website.
Yeah, we got to get that running, too.
Got to get that set up.
So, yeah, if anybody out there wants to help us get any of that stuff running, let us know. Because we will totally take any help we can get.
Yeah.
I think Rob is actually supposed to help us with our...
can't pay you, but...
Yeah.
Send you some cookies or something.
Yeah.
Take you out for ice cream.
Ice cream? We're going to pay people with ice cream?
Sure. I don't like ice cream. Who doesn't like ice cream? Yeah.
Speaking of that, man, I'm hungry.
Me too.
I haven't eaten since... before lunch. Breakfast. Wow, I didn't eat lunch today.
Yeah, me either.
That sucks.
I haven't eaten since like 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, we just slammed into the wall of boring.
Yeah. I got distracted.
Yeah, me too.
I'm waiting to see, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest thing for me will be just like, I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because of the things I've seen him in the past.
Yeah.
I get the impression like he doesn't seem like his characters give the impression that he doesn't really care.
Yeah.
He seems it's just kind of like, I'm in this movie because I'm awesome and it's going to be this character.
That's a great impression.
And I just don't think, like, it just doesn't seem like he really gave a monkey's butt, you know? But, like, so that's what I'm waiting to see. I'm like, please.
Yeah.
You have to care about this.
This is important to care
about. And, like, equally or more, like, I haven't seen Argo. I haven't seen anything recently. Yeah. But from what I've heard from other people and from you, is that he did a good job, that he cared.
Yeah.
So I'm just hoping that he doesn't, like, think, oh, this is a comic book movie. I can be Daredevil again.
Yeah. Well,
I'm like, no.
He's a huge comic book fan and a big Batman fan.
But see, with Daredevil, that's stuff.
The only reason why I did Daredevil was because Frank Miller did a big Daredevil run, and he was a really big fan of Frank Miller for the Frank Miller Batman and like the Dark Knight Returns and everything that Frank Miller's done. So the reason why I did Daredevil was because he was a big Frank Miller, you know, Daredevil fan as well. Like he just, but he did it because of his love for Batman. Like at that point in his life, he was like, well, they've already done Batman. They're not going to need another Batman. So this is my closest thing I can get to Batman. Mm. Not knowing that later on.
Probably pretty stoked then, right?
So yeah, that's another reason why I think that he's actually like, he's going to care because he's a huge Batman fan. He's
probably going to pour himself into.
So yeah. So I think he's going to be good. I think.
So Daredevil was just like the redheaded stepchild.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay, I can see that. Plus he's matured as an actor since then. So yeah. Like,
he's actually like an adult now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grown up.
Doesn't look like he's 12.
No. Which I don't know. I think he'll be good.
Yeah.
He'll be good. Yeah.
I don't know much about it. I'm not a huge Daredevil fan anyway, but I think a remake of that would be pretty good now.
Yeah.
With in the same vein of modern comic book movies.
Yeah.
Back then, I think it was terrible.
It wasn't very good. I've heard everybody people say was
into
really
like
good,
all the leather.
Yeah,
which they still are, but it looks better now, I think.
The leather and there was a ton of wire work in that movie, and it didn't look good. It looked like old school kung fu movie type stuff, which I think is what they're going for, but I didn't like it at all.
Speaking of which, I watched we have a trial. You know how they give out free trials and stuff of HBO and Cinemax channels.
Yeah,
and I caught Superman the other day with Christopher Reeve.
Oh, yeah.
It was good.
You need to come over to my house and watch the Donner cut. Richard Donner, he directed the first movie, the first Superman movie, and they hired him to direct the second one, too, but they fired him halfway through. Like, he filmed pretty much half of the movie, or almost the entire movie he filmed.
Wow.
Because they didn't like where he was going with it. And then.
That's terrible.
Yeah. And then fired him and then got another guy to come in and they reshot a bunch of stuff and then cut it differently. But they came out recently with the Richard Donner cut, which is all of his.
Second one then?
Yeah. It's Superman 2, the Donner cut. And it's all of the. It's Superman 2 how it should have been, how it was supposed to be. So it's everything that he shot in the order he wanted it to be in. Plus they had they have a few makeshift scenes in there because he didn't get to shoot those scenes. So it's like I don't know, like drawings and stuff. I haven't watched it all the way through yet, but you should come over and
yeah, dude, that'd be awesome. So I like Henry Cavill, you know, good well enough for the new, you know, the new 52-esque take on Superman. But Christopher Reeve, in my opinion,
embodied Superman.
He was Superman.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Like if I wish he could do it today.
Yeah.
Like with the now the technology and everything and the costuming.
Yeah.
And everything, which granted, like their street clothes costuming was pretty good. It was just the suit that was kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But even still, like he was not just Superman. He Clark was Kent. Clark Kent.
He's played the best Clark Kent I've ever seen.
Ever.
Yeah.
Like, I was laughing watching him just stumble over himself and be like, now, Lois, that really wasn't smart. You should have just given him the purse.
Yeah. like, he's a completely
you're
different
a dork.
Yeah. Which is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's Superman is Clark Kent with his inhibitions gone. Like, with his, you know, with focus. Like, when he's.
Yeah.
I have something I have to do right now, and it's very important. Like when all of his inhibitions go away, he's Superman.
Yeah,
you know. So it's just like he did great. Like he hunched his back.
Yeah,
he became the coolest thing about it is if you watch those movies until she finds out he's Superman, Lois barely looks at Clark.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when most of her dialogue with him, she's not looking at him. Like she's looking at something else, doing something else, because she doesn't really have time for him. Because she's focused on this Superman guy. And, you know, he even goes as far as the physical differences. Like, he hunches his back a little bit. He's constantly, you know, he's just a small, he becomes a smaller guy in yeah. stature. Just he makes himself smaller.
Yeah.
And then when he's Superman, he's got the broad shoulders out, chest poked out, and he's head high, you know.
Yeah.
And
confident.
He's confident, you know, and it's he got it. You know, he got it.
He nailed it.
He nailed it. But
which is really saying something for the time.
Yeah.
Cause that was 1978, I think, was the first one.
I have no idea.
I think.
I don't remember.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Like for the time, that was awesome. Well, we, as always, we have a Twitter.
Tweeter.
The Tweeter.
It's at Poser Podcast.
Yeah. Instagram.
Instagram, same thing.
At Poser Podcast. We have a Vine.
Vine.
Which we haven't really done much with.
No, we haven't.
I stink at Vine.
I do too.
I love watching other people's stuff.
I do too.
It's one of those mediums where I feel inadequate.
Yeah.
From watching other people's stuff, and it's like, if I can't be that good, then I don't want to do it at all.
I'm not going to do it that good, so yeah. I'm not even going to try.
Which is stupid.
Yeah.
I let that bother me too much.
Yeah.
We have a Facebook page.
Yeah, we do.
Facebook.com/PoserPodcast. We are now on Noise Trade.
We are.
Which, to those of you who listen to us, doesn't really matter.
No.
But tell your friends.
Yeah, tell your friends. And donate if you really feel like it.
Yeah.
Because that would be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
I think the highest you can donate is like $6.
Yeah.
You know, but anything helps.
Right.
Especially with our storage space running low.
Yes.
So.
And rate us and review us on iTunes.
Please do that. That should be the first thing we talk about every day.
That really should. I forget about it. And that's like the most important thing.
That's the most important part. Because when. Stupid. Okay, let me explain this to you guys. When you rate us, and really writing reviews is good, but more so when you rate us, If we get a high rating from enough people, we go up in the iTunes charts. And then once we get up to a high enough spot on the iTunes charts, we end
people
up...
People see us.
Yeah, people see us. We get more advertising on iTunes. And then eventually, you know, people will, you know, it leads to our success pretty much.
Yeah.
With this podcast. You yeah. know?
So please do that.
Yes.
It doesn't take long.
No, it doesn't at all.
If you have an iPhone, you can do it there too.
Yeah, you can. So we like to get your reviews because we like to read them. But yeah. What really counts is the rating. So just go rate us.
Just click those little stars.
Yeah, please.
In a very SYSK-esque way, everything's been esque tonight for me. I don't know why.
Everything is esque.
If you want to shoot us an email.
Yes.
You can do that.
At
wrap it up and spank it on the bottom.
don't steal.
that's just once. I haven't done that this entire time.
Yeah, that's true.
I just like that phrase.
Yeah.
Spank an email on the bottom.
Oh, my gosh. And send it to poserpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yep. We also have a YouTube channel, which we finally put the video up of the Don't Stare at the Potato video.
Yeah.
Finally.
With Josh Campbell and Bob Marley.
Yes. So if you want to know, if you want to be in on the joke and you want to know what, it's not a joke, you want to be in on it.
You want to be in the cool kids club.
Yeah, then which I've already had some kids come up to me and tell me, hey, I watched the video, so now we're all in on it. Yeah. Sweet. So go watch the video because he explains what don't stare at the potato means. So
awesome.
Go check it out.
So,
also Ian? We have a phone number.
Oh, yeah, we do.
901-212-2212.
Yay!
Yeah.
You got it.
I got it. 901-290-2212. Seriously, I'm going to say this. I've been meaning to say this in a lot of our podcasts. I talk a lot about comics. We both do. I don't think I get everything right. In fact, I know probably I've gotten a lot of stuff wrong.
No, I don't.
So, yeah.
Do.
And I don't. You know, whatever.
Whatever you're saying.
I don't claim to know everything, and I don't claim to know that I'm 100% right with everything that I say. So if you find something in our podcast and that's wrong, even if it's not, you know, that you think is wrong, even if it's not or comic related.
Yeah. Let us know.
Let us know. You can do that by calling.
Don't be a jerk, but let us know.
Yeah. Softly. Yeah. You can call 901-290-2212. Leave us a voicemail for whoever it is you want or whoever it is you want to rip into, whatever. Or you could email us or just hit us up on Twitter or something. You know, any of the things that we just named. So So please do. Please feel free, especially if it's something we got wrong or something you would like to hear more of.
Yeah.
Something.
Or also venues that you'd like us to come MC.
Yes, that would be. We're trying to really get heavy into that.
That helps with our listenership as well.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. All right.
Well, Ian.
Yeah.
All of you.
Don't stare at the potato.
Don't stare at the potato.
Don't
do it.
Do it like Batman.
Don't touch that potato. Don't touch that potato.
Cause I'm Batman. No, that's not Batman.